And good morning. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2016. I'm Emily Kwong. You're listening to Raven Radio. And it's 8:16, which means it's the morning interview time. We have Jeff Budd, who is, well, you know him mostly as with the Greater Sitka Arts Council and his work there, but he's taken on a pretty amazing project as a coordinator liaison for the Sitka Historical Society as they're planning the sesquicentennial of Alaska's becoming a territory. This is going to take place all next year from February to October-ish. And Jeff is joined by Ryan Carpenter, a ranger with the Sitka National Historical Park, to talk about the planning process for that. Good morning to you both. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, Emily.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, so tell me what's different this year for it's next year, October 18th, 2017. It's the 150th anniversary of when the Russians lowered their flag and the Americans raised their flag and Alaska became part of our country. So what's different and new for how Sitka is going to commemorate this?
Me? Okay. Well, it's going to be almost a year-long event, and we're hoping that part of the plan, there's lots of different things going on. Alaska Day Committee will do the Alaska Day celebration, and part of what we're going to talk about today is trying to plan events for that time. So if you're thinking about doing anything in October, when we start talking about the planning meeting, the 23rd, you would be advised maybe to come down to that. We're not stepping on toes. But so there'll be the typical Alaska Day festivals, but I think those will be extended a little bit possibly. There's all kinds of talk about different things I don't want to put out there, so maybe some of the things that we're talking about. But it'll be fun again. It'll have a ball. It'll have a parade. It'll have hopefully one of the military bands here and that sort of thing, and all the other things, the Coast Guard flyover, and I can't remember. They have the stuff over there at the Pioneer Home.
That's right. There will be parades. There will be candy. But for months before, there will be lots of other stuff.
So the season, as it were, would start with the treaty accession, which is March 30th. And that'll probably be the official kickoff. But I know that the Chamber of Commerce's gala this year is going to have a 150th theme, and there'll be just more and more things like that. So lots and lots of that. Speakers Bureau, and I think Ryan can add a lot more.
Yeah, so to put all the pieces together for this event, you're holding a planning meeting this Thursday from 7 to 8 o'clock at the Sitka National Historical Park. All Sitka agencies and organizations are invited. And what are some of the goals of this meeting, Ryan?
Yeah, so, you know, as Jeff was saying, you know, what we're focusing on is the year as a whole. And so the Alaska Day Committee, they focus primarily on events related to and in October related to Alaska Day. And so what we're looking to do is we're looking to bring together any agencies or groups that are interested or working towards creating and presenting special programming throughout the rest of the year. And, you know, it's the commemoration, there's likely going to be a lot of things that are going on. And so the goal of the meeting is twofold. So the first component is we just want to be able to help work together and promote each other so that all of us can be successful with the special events that we're planning. And so to do that, we can begin the conversation of, what are people planning on doing? Maybe there'll be some opportunities for collaboration. Maybe we can help promote each other in this way. And so just starting to talk about what events are going to be offered throughout the year. And then secondarily, Jeff and I have discussed creating a calendar for the year so that we're not competing with each other and we're not scheduling conflicts. And so we just want to really open up the dialogue and open up the conversation, invite as many people in that are interested in participating and help promote each other so that we can have a successful year.
Well said.
Yeah, for a small town, there are quite a few organizations and individuals. It is easy to step on each other's toes, especially with something as big as Alaska Day.
Yeah. So like I said before, too, I think if you're thinking about doing anything during Alaska Day, you're not going to use a centennial building. So think outside that. And then come to this meeting, too, so we can see if we can wait. There's what Ryan said, ways to work together and make this a really, really neat 150th commemoration.
What are some of the opportunities with this commemoration, and what are some of the challenges with planning something like this? You can each kind of take a turn.
But. Well, I think the opportunities are there for more education and more working together. And it's, you know, some people call it a celebration. It's not a celebration because not everybody's celebrating it. But it is a commemoration. It did happen. It is part of history. And one of the things we want to do with the Historical Society is have, for example, a Speakers Bureau. And we have 15 to 20 different topics from cultural things to fishing at that time to medicine at that time to the tide is out, the table's set, nursing education at Sheldon Jackson, et cetera, et cetera. And we're really looking for Native voices to help be some of those speakers. So that's one of the things. Then we would partner with, with the National Park, and maybe starting in March, we'd have a couple speakers a month from March through October. And then we'd also hopefully have a podcast, record these people, and put them on our website, make them available to different radio stations around the state or as far or wide as we can go, and things like that.
And report history, report. I'm such a journalist.
That's all
and
right.
Tell the historical narrative of the colonization of Alaska and the Russian presence here from multiple perspectives.
Yes, and we're trying to, what a segue, yep. For those of you that know Zach Desmond, we contracted with him to do a play. It'd be a one-act play, two actor actresses, and 10 different characters, Native American, Russian, Creole, American, et cetera, and they would come, it would be from the period of the 1860s and talk about their different points of view.
Oh, wow.
So, and if, you know, if you've seen any of his work, I mean, it's going to be really good, but we need, again, Native voices. So
Ryan,
there's the plea.
Opportunities or challenges that you see in planning something like this?
Yeah, I think that there's lots of great opportunities. And one of the things that stuck out to me that both of you had discussed is the multiple perspectives. And so the park is currently in the early stages of creating an exhibit where we're hoping to focus and highlight multiple perspectives as it relates to the 150th and the transfer of colonial Russia to America. And so that's one thing that we're hoping to do. And in addition to that, there's lots of other additional programming that we'll be offering, including potentially expanded, but definitely lots of Russian American walking tours. And so those are our downtown walking tours that focus on the National Historic Landmarks throughout town. They begin at the Russian Bishop's House and conclude at Castle Hill, and are a more holistic look at Russian-American history. And so we're pretty excited about those. And then in addition to that, we'll have Russian tea services and children's games, traditional children's games. And so we're just looking to potentially expand some of the programming that we're already offering so that we can include more people and, I guess share that little-known history for some outsiders. And then dive a little bit deeper into this history that many of the local residents are pretty well aware of. So, yeah.
And not just local residents, it sounds like you guys, we were talking earlier, are also perhaps hoping some outside visitors come to Sitka for 2017. Do you think that's on the horizon too?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean,
that's what we do too.
Yeah, there's, the reason that we're doing this planning meeting is because we think there's the potential for lots of things to be going on, lots of special events. And so I think that will be a great attraction for local residents, but potentially also a great attraction for outsiders who want to come in and experience the festivities and learn a lot more about this complicated event in American history and all of our histories. And, you know, there's just so many elements to it, and we're hoping to bring out all of those elements for people to be able to learn about it through, as we said, different perspectives.
Yeah. And it's a statewide thing. The state of Alaska's historical commission has the person actually here in town who's going to be doing a calendar statewide. One of the cruise ships that's coming in 2017 is doing a total tour on just 150th. So they're going to go around to different locations. They'll be here, I think it's May 23rd, my memory serves me, which it doesn't always do. So it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for Alaska. I think the impact that Alaska had on the United States and just the world in general is just, there's tons of things that came out of all this that are just, we're still using today, still learning from today. So it's an important thing to think about, whether you celebrate it or not, but it's still happening, it's important. And we need to keep moving forward and trying to be positive. And I hope that some of the things will be fun too, at least.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
If it's here in Sitka.
It has to be fun.
But of course, and it sounds like you're planning this with a lot of intention and thought. And that meeting that Jeff and Ryan have been talking about is taking place pretty soon on Thursday. So 7 to 8 o'clock at the Sitka National Historical Park. Show up. Especially if you represent an agency or organization that, as Ryan said, wants to do some special programming between February and October in 2017 for the sesquicentennial commemoration.
I would say, I guess, it's just tag. They could probably call either one of us if they can't be there, because I'm sure we'll have another meeting down the road where we'll really start looking at the calendar. Mm-hmm.
Thank you both so much for coming on this morning. And
thank you, Emily.
It's been great talking to you. That's Jeff Budd with the Sitka Historical Society representing them, and Ryan Carpenter with the National Park Service.
Thank you, Emily.